The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Well now, Jess Kelly is with me. One of the biggest music weekends of the year is almost upon us. Thousands are going to head to Strad Bally in Laois for the Electric Picnic. But should your phone go with you, Jess?
This is such a contentious discussion. We've had it a million times over in the office so far. If you have a very expensive phone that has a great camera, your iPhone or your Samsung Galaxy S7, should you bring it to a field and run the risk of losing it? I remember 3 years ago when I was down there, I spent 2.5 hours in the queue for the lost and found with a friend who lost their phone, only to find it when we were going home in the bottom of their sleeping bag, which is a different story. But it is a big issue. Should you bring your expensive phone with you to a festival?
And you're going to run out of battery unless you have a charger with you in jig time. So,
yes,
because you're going to take pictures of all your favourite acts and videos of all your favourite acts, which eats up the juice.
Exactly. So you've got a few different options here. And the one that I would recommend and the thing that I'm going to do is buy a dumb phone. This is not a smartphone. It's the exact opposite of a smartphone. The one I'm going to buy is the Alcatel 1016 from Carphone Warehouse, and it's €20.
€20 for a phone?
€20 for a phone.
What does it do?
Nothing. It lets you call and text. That's about the height of it. It's a very easy phone.
So it's a communications device, pure and simple.
Yeah. So the thing is, I've thought about this long and hard, more than I should really. But, you know, the only times I really need my phone, actually need it, is if I get separated from my friends during the weekend. I want to be able to find them. And so that's my number one priority. So having a communications device is there. I don't want to take my iPhone 7 down and drop it in the mud or get it rained on or anything like that.
Okay. There are other versions. I mean, does Nokia have one?
Nokia, yeah, so there's two Nokia devices actually. There's the Nokia 150, which again is a very basic phone. It's just calls and texts, and that's €30. So it's the Nokia 150. And then, of course, there's a Nokia 3310, which made a comeback a little while ago. That's around €80 if you can get your hands on them. Apparently, they're still selling out left, right, and centre. But that is a good phone. It also has a very basic camera on it, so you do have options. If you are adamant that you're going to bring your fancy smartphone down to the field with you, there's one little invention that exists that will help you.
And what's that?
It's a zip and seal bag. And I'm being deadly serious. When I've been at gigs before abroad, what they do if you're going in and it's due to rain, the security will give you zip and seal bags to put your phone in.
Is it like the sandwich bags?
The sandwich bags, yeah. That's it. So pop your phone into one of those. It's waterproof. It's sealed so the water won't get in. And you can still use the touchscreen through it and you can take photographs if you are adamant. Also, if you're going to do that, in the zip and seal bag, pop in a backup charger. There's a Trust charger that the company is called Trust. It's €30 from Harvey Norman, and I think it's a 4,400 milliamp backup charger. That'll slot into your sandwich bag, so you'll be sorted.
Very good. Are there apps to help you navigate festivals?
Yes. Again, this is how I spent most of my week, but there's one app in particular that I really like. It's called U Packing List. So the letter U Packing List. It's available on both iOS and Android. And you can put in whether you're going on holidays, whether you're going camping, whatever it is, and it will pull up a pre-made checklist for you for things to pack. So it might be things you'd forget, like your toothpaste or your shampoo or toilet paper, whatever
it
may be.
It's a very good idea.
It's very handy because it's all those little things that you don't realise you need until you're down in the field. So that's number one. Number two is the Transport for Ireland travel app. This is excellent. Again, this is a staple of my phone. Every time I get a new phone, it's one of the first ones I download. What you do is you put in your location, you put in your destination, and it will tell you all the different ways you can get there. So whether it's by taxi, whether it's by 7 buses, a ferry and a plane, it'll break down all of your different options on how to get there. It'll also give you suggestions for private coach hire, all of that. So I would highly recommend that.
Festival Ready, what's that?
This is an app by the people behind the Swiss Army Knife. So they have made an app now, and apparently it's a must have for anybody who's going camping. And
will this app take the stones out of horses' hooves?
No.
Which was the boast of the Swiss Army Knife.
I don't think so, but I haven't tried that myself. But it has 3D navigation, it has a torch built into it, live weather updates of where you are, and then festival camping tips as well. So small little things if you're struggling to put the tent up or if you get a leak
so
in the tent.
So instead of going into your torch app,
It's a one-stop shop.
One-stop shop for all of that. That's
yes.
a good idea.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Festival Ready.
Yes, indeed. And then the other app that you must have if you're going to Electric Picnic is the Electric Picnic app. I've had it on my phone already for a number of days, bookmarking the artists that I want to see. And what I love about this, not only does it have the lineup, but you can also favourite the acts that you want to see. So you get a push notification 15 minutes beforehand so you can leg it from the campsite to the stage.
Jess, you cannot get that on a dumb phone.
You can't get that on a dumb phone, no. So what I'm going to do is use somebody else's battery life for all those type of things and then just have my dumb phone.
And now you have a little device with you this morning. It's called the HP Sprocket. But what is it?
This is a printer, would you believe? believe. So for those who have access to Twitter there, if you look at Jess Kelly NT on Twitter, I've tweeted out a photograph of it. It's kind of, it's smaller than a passport. And the idea is that you put in your ink paper and you pair it up to your smartphone and it can print photographs. And it is gorgeous.
It's Bluetooth.
It's Bluetooth, yes. So there's no wires or anything like that. You just pair it up via the app.
What does it cost?
It's €125 at the moment. It's on sale in Curry's PC World. The refills, a pack of 20 refills costs €18. So again, it's a little bit expensive, but I brought some in for you to see here, Pat. So the ones there, they're ones that we printed on one of the Instax cameras. Mm-hmm. Remember the Fujifilm cameras?
Yeah, yeah. It was then, like the old Polaroid type camera, yeah.
And then these ones that I'm handing you now are the ones from this HP Sprocket printer. And you'll see that the detail...
The clarity is much better on the Sprocket.
On the Sprocket, because what it's doing is it's printing out images from your smartphone camera. So obviously because they're small in size, they're not going to have the fantastic clarity that you would get if you're printing a full-size photograph. But I have to say, I've been much more impressed with this than I was with the Instax cameras, both the smaller one and the larger one as well. I just feel the quality is better. It's that zinc thing, so it's the ink that bleeds onto a page so you don't have cartridges or anything like that. As I said, there's no moving parts aside from the little lid that pops off to let you put the paper in. And I've just been so impressed by it. One of the girls here in the office has it, and she says that, you know, anytime she's going to a hen or a wedding, she'll bring it along. You can put little borders on it, you can customise the photographs and then give them to people. The photographs are also little stickers as
and
well.
And a refill?
The refills, as I said, are a pack of 20 for €18, which it's, if you shop around on Amazon, right, this is what I would recommend you do. Go to Amazon and bulk buy them and you can get a much better price than buying the packs of 10 or packs of 20 in store. But I have to say, I've been so impressed by this. Of all the little gadgets that kind of come across my desk, this is definitely already on my Christmas wish list.
Question for you, Jess. What do you listen to your music on? What's the best iPod or MP3 player? That's from Anne.
I listen to my music on my smartphone. So I have an iPhone 7 and I use both Apple Music and Spotify. It's very hard to get a really nice MP3 player that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Argos have some great offers. Also, actually, talking of personal music devices, Robert's Radio, the Walkman versions of Robert's Radio apparently are excellent. Somebody mentioned them to me during the week via email, so I'm going to check them out because, you know, we've often had questions in people looking for an FM tuner on a mobile device. So I'll be looking at those Robert's Radios.
Very good. Someone with a very clever plug. There's no need to bring a phone to the electric picnic. You can head over to the Greencrafts area and you can make your own wooden phone.
I'll do
Perfect
that.
Perfect for the weekend.
I will do that.
My husband is off to India on a photographic trip. Instead of an iPhone, what's the best phone for him to take to keep in contact? That's from Maria.
Instead of an iPhone, so a cheaper phone.
I presume.
So if you wanted a cheaper phone, I mean, the Huawei P9 Lite is a phone that's a good bit cheaper, has an excellent camera and a really good battery life. So that should tick the boxes for you. If you want something more basic again, you know, looking at those dumb phone options. Also, the Moto G phones, the Moto G4 is a very good phone.
Yeah, obviously buy a local SIM because Absolutely. Otherwise it's going to cost a fortune in roaming. I bought one of those dumb phones for my son last year for school. No issues around broken or lost expensive phones and no discipline problems because they don't want to display it if they don't have to.
Yeah, this
so it stays in the pocket.
This is a big thing. You know, as kids going back to school, I've been recommending to different parents who've been getting in touch, get something like the Nokia 3310 for your child. They don't need to have a smartphone in school. It cuts down a lot of the barriers and it's only 80 quid.
Very good. Jess Kelly, thank you very much.